Natural Solutions with Dr. J, your source for time-tested and cutting-edge natural medicine approaches to optimize your health, with your host, Dr. J. Sordian. In this episode, we are going to have a reading of one of the chapters out of Outsmarting the Dementia Epidemic, 7 Key Memory Care Actions to Avoid Alzheimer's and Successfully Keep Your Brain Safe, Sharp, and Sexy into the Future. Outsmarting the Dementia Epidemic, Chapter 6. R stands for Remove Toxins. Toxins have always existed in our environment. Humans have learned which things make them sick and poison them, and which things make them healthy and strong. Sometimes it has been obvious. Other times it has taken decades to really finally figure out the things we thought were health-producing are actually damaging to our bodies and brains. Compared to 100 years ago, our environment is now filled with many more potential toxins. According to experts worldwide, there are more than 100,000 new chemicals in the environment that never existed before on this earth. That is because we humans created them to make things like cars, airplanes, computers, and cell phones. On the other hand, very few have actually been tested for their toxic or physical effects on the body, so their safety is unknown. These chemicals are man-made, artificial, not natural to the earth. Think about it. Is your cell phone made of wood, plants, or parts of animals? While the chips are made out of modified sand or silica, you just can't put together a cell phone by going out into the woods and collecting things from nature. So these 100,000 new chemicals are not natural, and our bodies have never had to encounter them in the past. These chemicals are all new things for the immune system, cells, and tissues to figure out when they touch the body and if they get into the body. My chart below illustrates this extreme change over the past 100 years. Many substances in the environment are neurotoxic. This means that they damage nerves and the brain, which is composed of nerve cells. Well-known neurotoxins include pesticides, volatile organic solvents, mercury, lead, aluminum, and cadmium. Clearing these chemicals and heavy metals out of our bodies is undeniably an important thing to do to reduce chances of memory loss, decrease brain ability and intelligence, tremors, Parkinson's, and other nasty degenerative conditions. Chart of proliferation of xenobiotic chemical exposure to humans. From 1920 to 1996. Demonstrating the numbers of new chemicals created and used. Other chemical toxins must be removed from our body to prevent nerve damage as well. Carbon tetrachloride, asbestos, pesticides, herbicides, and various plastics, to mention only a very few, are neurotoxic and cannot stay in our bodies without our expecting damage to be done. A long list of chemicals that can be found in drinking water and their effects can be found at http://www.theredwoodclinic.com/toxins-in-water. A multi-pure carbon block filter is tested to remove these substances to 99% by independent lab testing. So I recommend that all of my patients and people I care about use this system for all their drinking and cooking water needs. multipureusa.com/redwoodclinic. There are certain primary organs and systems in our body that clear out toxins, supporting our liver, gallbladder, bowels, kidney, and spleen is a necessary and key memory care action to prevent chemical toxic buildup from killing us. Further information on this process is available in lectures you may access through a special membership site, www.theredwoodclinic.com/clearing-toxins. To stay as healthy as possible, you must remove toxins that are in your body and avoid putting more toxins into your body. Our bodies are more than 72% water. Removing toxins from the body is done primarily by making them more water soluble so that we can pee them out, poop them out, spit them out, sweat them out, and cry them out. The liver makes them more water soluble by a several step process. However, we want to prevent them from getting into the body via water, food, air, and skin contact. Thus, preventing toxins from getting into the body through our drinking water is a reason why everyone should use a water filtration system. Again, I highly recommend the MultiPure system. www.multipureusa.com/redwoodclinic. The MultiPure systems are easy to use, independently tested by Underwriters Laboratory testing, easy to install, and have decades of reliability. I have used them in my home and at clinics since 1983. You can also get information in video format online at the above website, as well as by signing up for my video series on toxicity, water purification, and heavy metal toxicity testing at theredwoodclinic.com/removing-toxicity. How do we know if our body is clearing out heavy metals or other damaging chemicals properly and effectively? We can use modern laboratory testing that either detects the presence of the toxins, the presence of antibodies to the toxins, testing of your body's neurologic response to toxins, or testing the detoxification processes in your body and how competently they are removing the toxins. The pH of your saliva can be an initial simple test of toxic buildup in your body. That is one of the screening tests that we do on-site in our company wellness programs. The corporations hire us to do for their wellness programs. Testing can be fairly generalized and less expensive, and then be more specific and very specific and more expensive. But where health is concerned, what you spend to deal with toxicity in your body pays off big benefits in the future. Just think about the poisoning of Viktor Yushchenko with a drop of DDT in his martini during the Ukrainian elections many years ago, and the impact this can have on your life is even more real. But suffice it to say that there are tests we can use to help elucidate toxicity and dysfunction of your liver, kidneys, and other routes of detoxification, as well as foci of toxicity in your body. With that information, we are able to support your body's ability to remove some of the toxic influences that will lead to damage of the brain and can lead to dementia. A detailed program for your particular situation is the best approach. But assuming that you do have toxicity in your body is a good bet. General supplementation that helps with detoxification support can be found online at www.theredwoodclinic.metagenics.com and other non-online sources we use to help patients. Complete the survey below to see if you may have symptoms of toxicity. Survey, symptoms of toxicity. Enter the appropriate number, 0, 1, 2, or 3, with 0 as the least or never, and 3 as most or always. Acne and unhealthy skin. Excessive hair loss. Overall sense of bloating. Bodily swelling for no reason. Hormonal imbalances. Weight gain. Poor bowel function. Excessively foul-smelling sweat. Total up your results. If your total is 6 or more, I suggest that you get evaluated more in depth. See Chapter 12. Survey of risk of exposure. Once again, enter the corresponding number. 0 equals never. 1 is rarely. 2 is monthly. 3 is weekly. And 4 is daily. Number 1. How often are strong chemicals used in your home? For example, disinfectants, bleaches, oven and drain cleaners, furniture polish, floor wax, window cleaners, etc. 2. How often are pesticides used in your home? 3. How often do you have your home treated for insects? 4. How often are you exposed to dust, overstuffed furniture, tobacco smoke, mothballs, incense, or varnish in your home or office? How often are you exposed to nail polish, hairspray, or other cosmetics? How often are you exposed to diesel fuel, fumes, exhaust fumes, or gasoline fumes? Total up the results. If your total is 8 or more, I suggest that you get evaluated more in depth. See Chapter 12. And the last survey of this chapter is a survey of environmental factors. Once again, enter the corresponding number. 0 equals no. 1 equals mild change. 2 equals moderate change. 3 is drastic change. Question. Have you noticed any negative change in your health since you moved into your home or apartment? 2. Have you noticed any change in your health since you started your new job? Now, in the following, answer yes or no. Yes equals 4 points. Do you have a water purification system in your home? 2. Do you have any indoor pets? 3. Do you have an air purification system in your home? 4. Are you a dentist, painter, farm worker, or construction worker? Total these up. If your total is 8 or more, I suggest that you get evaluated more in depth. See Chapter 12. So the next chapter is Chapter 7, and that will be in our next episode.
If you're interested in finding out more about how you or your relatives can avoid dementia, buy the book, Outsmarting the Dementia Epidemic, 7 Key Memory Care Actions to Avoid Alzheimer's and Successfully Keep Your Brain Safe, Sharp, and Sexy into the Future, by going to OutsmartingDementia.com. That's OutsmartingDementia.com. If you'd like to learn more about how to get an appointment with Dr. Sordian, please call the Redwood Clinic at 510-849-1176. And for information, go to theredwoodclinic.com. Thank you.